mainly here, sitting like this, how do we incorporate our communities to come here? Like, for example, your health committee, hospital committees, we have picked up in our community their issues. Now, for me, it's very far. My people can't come here, and I can't always come to the community. How can we best assist them to be here? Because their issues in the rural areas, they don't come to the struggle. I'm the only one that can bring them. How can we assist them to bring them here? I don't know how to put it, but what in this community, how do we reach out to them, all of them, around the world, that are not engaged out to be here and participate on their own?
What you are saying, more effective community participation,
health committees and hospital boards, they are there, they didn't receive training, I heard that the training, but how do we also escalate their training for it to happen? They must have their training for them to be participating in whatever they are supposed to do and have a link with us to work together, yeah, and not be an MDLB.
Can we then resolve to work with the presiding procedural officer that we at our next meeting come up with a model as to how we would include those stakeholders in future deliberations? Then what are you guys thinking?
Yeah, Pardon me, good education chief. I just wanted to have a thought from. And recently, the Department of Health has made hospital boards and health committees during the pandemic with the coming. Maybe we should get a report of what drug might be so that we can use that as a departure. And I agree that we have to have better engagement with, because they cannot be the custodians of better health services for communities and they are in silence. You know, so I agree with both of you there that we need to have a better communication with the drugs and the other. But also the other thing that I want to say is that at our health facilities we have this big TV there. And the few that I know, this is not a studio. But there's no government communication on it. So I just think we have to recommend to the department that they should, in terms of the performance plan and the annual report and the budget, they should have snippets of it and put it on, you know, get it to the hospital so that they can play it when patients are there. In the front line is so that people can more and more start to know what the department is doing for them. Even the chair, I want to remember also even the fact of our coronavirus, that that also be in an audiovisual format so that they can also, that information can focus through as well.
Thank you, Mwata. certain thing we have to check there, but if
the
you...
department will submit. I think the doctor left that the department will submit a new UN
yes.
to the committee once presented. It's a big document of the infrastructure for all the departments. That is where all this infrastructure are allocated. So they said that once it's presented, they will submit it to the committee. I know that.
We're coming back.
Chief, can I just ask when they release that to the committee? And I don't know how she didn't say time to allow our friend to say. But also in the APP, in the performance plan, they have a document talking to the infrastructure projects from page 89 to 108. And I have some stuff here. But I wish to ask whether we could not have the, and this is transversal because I would want us to do it across all the departments, that the department pitches to us the annual performance plan, that we delegate this document because we didn't even talk to this document. If we could have a committee slot into the department's annual performance plan. With the infrastructure projects, and I know in the last term or the previous term that there were many challenges pertaining to the implementing department, which is the Department of Transport and Public Works. And we know that in the past there have been contractors appointed, and then the contractors can't see the project through. Then we go to start all over again, so we can just have them as a joint department to reach the funds in terms of the infrastructure project and the department of the performance plan.
Well, some of the resolution we have committed to schedule a meeting to incorporate the APP of the Department of Health, specific the infrastructure project. This meeting with the Department of Transport and Health Works will also be
I have another one with regard to the outgoing pension deed. If from this committee, if we could just send a letter of what you did for the department from you and the chief and from the committee. I don't know when she finishes up on the
third
article.
Yes, I'm sure we can add some flowers and stuff. Certainly do so. Member Allen, anything from your side? You're covered, thank you. Members, I just want to hear from your side as well. What is your thought on this committee visiting the disaster center as well as the airport, since we have staff deployed there, as well as the type of hospital, in terms of our oversight managers to familiarize ourselves with the operations at the various centers.
Chief, I'm also in agreement. We, this standing committee, we have a alternate with social development, don't we? We alternate with social development. Now, but if you can just make it a longer slot, maybe.
Okay.
Is it all in one visit? Yeah. Can you just
the briefing is for the 1st of April, that's why I think we should go before. Because whatever transpires or we pick up, we can address on the 1st as well.
Yes, let me add in one tribute to I've heard somewhere Felicity hospital.
Okay. Members, can I ask that you write an email? In that regard, but it's specific to the coronavirus that we schedule
members, if there's nothing else from you.
Before the first amendment.
Thank you very much to you as well, Ms. Jumpier, for your assistance. Ms. Burgess, thank you so much. Committee members, you are invited to lunch. Thank you so much for your valuable input. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.